Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. I'm so excited for today's episode because Lunar New Year is just around the corner on Wednesday, Gregorian calendar date, January 29th, 2025 of our supposed calendar. The year of the snake will come forth, the year of the wood snake, I believe, this year. And you know what that means? It means that today's episode of Typically Tuesdays is all about Lunar New Year. Now, I've done some pretty special episodes for Lunar New Year in the past. You know, Jade and I had this tradition of reading the horoscopes for rat people and also for the people who celebrate their return, their lunar solar return, I suppose you could say. As well, you know, last year I also shared this kind of like interview type thing that I did with my dad about his childhood growing up in Guangzhou, celebrating Lunar New Year, and that was pretty cool. This year, we're going to keep things kind of simple. We're just going to be talking about the horoscopes. I'm going to be sharing some music for today, and I'll be wishing you a very happy Lunar New Year, because it's always an exciting occasion for me, specifically. Maybe not for you, because you might not celebrate Lunar New Year. And that's okay. I'm still going to wish you well. And if you do celebrate Lunar New Year, don't let the other people know this, but I'm a little bit biased towards you. Anyways, here's our playlist for today. Of course, as per tradition, we are listening to music pertaining to Lunar New Year, possibly. It will be the year of the snake, and so we've got very barely some, at least one song that covers snake-like things. And it's not even the song itself, it's just the name of the musician. So look forward to that. We've got some Alison Russell coming up on this hour. We've got songs that kind of like feel like springtime, either because it's got it in the title or it's about seasons, you know. That's how it is on this program. And of course, we've got some older, more traditional? Maybe not traditional, but some older songs that people sing and listen to during the Lunar New Year. And there are these old Chinese songs from like the 1910s and 1920s. And so here we go with the first track. This is from actually an older movie from the late 1940s called Hua Wai Liu Ying. This is by Zhou Xuan and it's called 春之晨, Spring Morning. Enjoy!
지금처럼만 오늘처럼만 영원히 함께
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Rain in the Springtime by GFriend. My name is Leslie. That song is very Vancouver-esque, isn't it? The rainy season will fall upon us very soon. And because I, a few weeks ago, revealed my unhinged and intense love for GFriend, you can probably expect to hear more GFriend on Typically Tuesdays moving forward. And that was one of those songs. Very appropriate also because we're talking about Lunar New Year, in the year of our supposed 2025. On Wednesday, January 29th, the year of the wood snake falls upon us, greets us with a little hello, which is very exciting for me. I love Lunar New Year, and I love it so much that I even like try to align all of my like holidays from work for this period of time, the celebration. So I am very excited for it to arrive so that I can be away from work. This year, as mentioned, is the year of the wood snake. And if you are a person who is born in the year of the snake, I'm going to be sharing some tidbits with you, what your horoscope is, and also be praising you a little bit. Because here's the thing, right? A lot of people living in the West, I think, and even folks of just like other cultures, they might be feel like the snake, this creature, is a little bit, you know, it has some like bad connotations sometimes, and it doesn't feel all that good, maybe, to be a person who's born in the year of the snake. But let me tell you something. First of all, if you want to know what zodiac you are of in the lunisolar calendar, you should Google your whole birthday and just write lunar zodiac. Don't just write the year. You got to do the whole birthday because our calendar doesn't fully align with the Gregorian calendar. But here's what it is, right? The snake is considered like a mysterious creature in, particularly in Chinese culture. I'm Chinese, so I'll be talking about Lunar New Year specifically within the lens of a Chinese person. And this creature is kind of like mysterious because it's got no arms. Steven Universe reference. But according to ChineseNewYear.net, which is a website that I use specifically to look into horoscopes during this time of year, quote, the snake is a cautious, introverted observer, cool, and mysterious in behavior owing to their suspicious and insecure nature. Yet, their armor conceals abundant sensitivity, wisdom, and passion that will surely surprise their few confidants, end quote. So if you were unsure of whether or not you should be happy about being a person born in the year of the snake, you know, there you go. You have good traits, and like everybody else, you also have bad traits. And you should embrace that. Importantly, because it is your lunisolar return, I guess, in Mandarin, we call it 本命年, in Cantonese we call it 本命年, and it essentially means that this is a year that's going to be actually quite challenging for you in various aspects of your life. That's not necessarily a bad thing, though. The reason why it's going to be challenging is because you are essentially going to be tested to see how focused you are, how resilient you are, and how you will grow in the years to come afterwards. As written on ChineseNewYear.net, it says, "Stay focused, take necessary precautions, and balance challenges with joyful events to make the most of the year." Now, I think this is maybe something that I mention every year. I am not necessarily the type of person who believes in horoscopes all that much. I think they're helpful sometimes for people to like find a path or to figure out some things that they needed reassurance on, especially in times when they're like unsure of things. With that being said, I will say this. During my lunisolar return, my 本命年, the first lockdown of the COVID-19 pandemic happened. So you take that with a grain of salt and you do what you will with that. But here are some of your strengths. Snakes are self-respecting and steadfast. They are goal-oriented. They don't often appear outwardly passionate because they're blessed with a keen intuition and ample inspiration, which makes them very creative. Something that I found really funny on this site, actually, is the astrologers for lunar zodiacs, they will often tell you what career you're most suited for based on your zodiac. So I'll share like the worst careers for snakes: attorney, police, nobody should be a cop, researcher, doctor, analyst. But then the best careers for snakes are investment advisor, artist, stylist, psychologist, and social media influencer. We have really come far in our lives, I think. You know, something that's so like steeped in tradition, which is to do, you know, to figure out the horoscope of people based on like an ancient astrological system, has adapted to include and involve one of the hottest new careers of Gen Z and Gen Alpha. It's such an interesting testament to how traditions are kept and preserved, but also evolve with the times and change with wider society and wider culture. It's very cool. Perhaps consider pursuing the path of a social media influencer then, if you are born in the year of the snake. But just remember, stay focused, stay strong, be together with people who uplift you, who support you, and who are members of your community, and find moments of joy during this year, as you embark on your lunisolar return during the year of the wood snake, 2025 of our supposed Gregorian calendar. We're gonna listen to some more music now. As coming up, we're gonna be talking about the horoscope for my people, the rat people. Stay tuned. You're going to be hearing more old Chinese music. You'll be hearing Bai Hong with 春天的降临 right after this bird note.
This is Bird Note. The golden-headed mannequin is a tiny bird with dance moves that would turn a pop star green with envy. Joanne Ryan, a nature educator who lives in Trinidad, tells us more about this bird's remarkable breeding display.
The air is still under the forest canopy in Trinidad. A golden-headed manakin sits alert but patient. His golden-yellow head flicks to the left, then to the right. There she is. An attractive little ball of olive-green feathers approaches. Her plumage, a stark contrast to the bright head and black body of the male, blends in with the verdant foliage. But she's the center of the male's attention. He may be small, but he puts on a big show. He revs his engine and darts from his perch above ground towards an even higher branch. Quickly, he swoops back down while singing staccato notes that increase in tempo. As soon as he lands, he lowers his chest and raises his tail, revealing colorful thighs. He slides backwards in a smooth, swift moonwalk, ending with an upward flick of his wings and a fan of his tail. The female is captivated and won over. Competition is fierce here on the display grounds of the male manakins.
To learn more about the golden-headed manakin, visit our website, birdnote.org.
Of my discontent. Ooh. So long, farewell, adieu, adieu.
So long, farewell, adieu, adieu.
To that tunnel I went through.
To that tunnel I went through.
And my reward, my recompense.
My reward, my recompense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Off of her record, The Returner, that was Alison Russell with Springtime. Before that, you heard Bai Hong with Chun Tian de Jiangling, which means the coming of spring. My name is Leslie. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM on this Lunar New Year special of the program. I do this every year. I think maybe not every year. It started a few years ago, maybe. But I've been doing it since, and I love Lunar New Year. It is one of my favorite holidays as a lunisolar girly. If you are also a lunisolar girly, happy Lunar New Year. And even if you aren't, happy Lunar New Year. Now is the time to talk about my people, the rat people. I was born in the year of the rat. Every co-host that has had a really sustained position as co-host on Typically Tuesdays has also been a year of the rat person. And Jade and I, when we first started doing these Lunar New Year specials, we would always save some time to talk about the year of the rat and what our horoscopes are going to be for this year. And so I will talk about that now. The rat, I think, if you're new here again, it may be a little bit similar to the snake in that, You know, for a lot of cultures, rats are not exactly creatures that you want to associate with yourself because they're like kind of creepy and they have other bad negative connotations. But in the lunar solar calendar, in this zodiac, being a rat can be a good thing. I mean, of the 12 creatures, you know, every creature is good in its own way. And also, very similar to just typically how humans are, everybody is flawed and also awful in some way. And so it does not really matter what creature you are. So as long as you know what your weaknesses are and what your strengths are. And if you are a fellow rat person, you know that we are, according to ChineseNewYear.net, this is really the staple website that I use, rats are cheerful, sociable, and tenacious people who thrive as a part of a group. This intuitive, versatile, and quick-witted zodiac values security in all areas of life, which affects their choices in love and career. As rats, of course, we can be timid and suspicious. We're prone to short-sightedness because of this reason, and sometimes we'll miss the forest for the trees. But we're kind by nature, and that sometimes might come off as selfish, especially when we feel insecure about where we are in life. We are advised to concentrate on improving ourselves and our own lot instead of comparing ourselves to others. But in general, some of our strengths include that we are alert and sharp observers and really great at being aware of their own selves in life, always on the lookout for any opportunities that may not be readily available to others. Rats are also naturally cautious, moving tentatively and ready to retreat at any sign of danger. We're risk adverse, as well as being conscientious at work, which means that rats can become quite successful, even if they come from humble beginnings. So what's the year looking like for us rat people? Well, it's a year of steady growth, with excellent opportunities for career advancement and financial stability. With the help of some benefactors, rats will navigate challenges smoothly, but we must be cautious with investments and travel plans to ensure a successful year. Some things to note there. Another thing, interestingly, to note, and I don't remember if I had knew this from previous years when I was reading my horoscope for the year, but some of the famous people that are born in the year of the rat include Zendaya, which is honestly pretty cool, but also RuPaul Charles was born in the year of the metal rat in 1960. I am kind of delighted by by this revelation. RuPaul. I'm not gonna stop thinking about this. This is wild. This is so delightful to know, even though obviously, like many other people, I have like issues with RuPaul sometimes. But oh my god, this makes so much more sense. That explains why I can never leave the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise in the past. Like, I have to always keep up with it somehow. Even if I'm not watching the season. Completely off topic here. But I guess speaking of, you know, like being able to like find opportunities and like advance careers and stuff like that with RuPaul specifically, I don't think that I have watched the past 3 seasons of the main American series in the franchise, and yet I somehow always like to keep in contact with it. Like, I'll listen to, like, the recap shows and stuff like that. Because there's just something about this franchise that has me, that has got me by the ankles. It refuses to let me go. And now it makes so much sense, because RuPaul and I are both born in the year of the rat. I can't. That was so funny to me. As I recover from this revelation, we're gonna be listening to some more music. I'm very unserious this episode. This next track is in line with the Year of the Snake, mostly because Slithering, and also, like, the musician's name, okay? This is Fellowship, which is actually a really beautiful, lovely song all about, like, you know, loving your friends, loving your found family, and, you know, traditionally during Lunar New Year, you're hanging out with your biological family, but that does not mean that you can't hang out with the people in your life who you care about just as much as you would care about your biological family, if not more. Again, here's Fellowship by Serpent with Feet. Happy Year of the Wood Snake. I'm gonna need to recover from this. Enjoy!
I'm thankful for the love of sharing with my friends.
This is Bird Note. Some birds are just misunderstood and have been for centuries. Take the eared grebe, for example. The earliest description in the North American literature, dating from 1577, and based on Aztec observations, notes, its food is its feathers. Only sometimes it eats fish. Strange as it sounds, grebes do indeed eat their own feathers. Eared grebes eat mainly brine shrimp and aquatic insects, which have rigid exoskeletons, making them both tough to digest and potentially damaging to the intestines. So, grebes evolved to use their feathers as a way to slow down digestion. After the bird swallows them, the feathers enter a three-part stomach. First, a storage chamber, then a gizzard, and lastly, a pouch. The feathers form dense balls in both the gizzard and final pouch and appear to slow the passage of food long enough that the food can be safely liquefied. The tough bits are then regurgitated within a ball of feathers, much the way owls spit up pellets of bones from their prey. A grebe may pop out as many as 6 feather balls in an evening. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
By the singer Huang Yingying off of the album 中国新年歌曲名典 here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hi, I'm Leslie. And there's just something, I don't know, I just love how Chinese people like write about the seasons and write about nature in poetry and in songs. The name of the song can be literally translated to "the spring light is infinitely good, it's infinitely great." And it's really lovely because the opening of that song is talking about how wonderful springtime is. This whole song is about how wonderful springtime is. We are celebrating, of course, the return of spring during Lunar New Year. And she just goes on to describe how springtime affects the world, right? The birds are going chi-chi-cha-cha, chi-chi-cha-cha. You know, they're crying. They've become lively again, as have the people who are always laughing and smiling, going shi-shi-ha-ha, shi-shi-ha-ha. I don't know. There's just something I really love about that. And the name of this singer is also very interesting. Huang Yingying. Do forgive me. I do have like a really thick mixture of like a Western Canadian accent and also like a Cantonese accent when I speak Mandarin. So it doesn't sound all that good. But Huang Yingying, this person's name means golden oriole voice. Like Huang means gold, golden. Ying means oriole. Yin, as in yingyue, means sound or even cry. And voice would probably be the best way to translate it. Within this context, it's so poetic. It's very lovely. I love this album, you know, giving me a really interesting glimpse of how people celebrated Lunar New Year way back in the day. And this is the album that I just always rely on every single year when I do the Lunar New Year special here on Typically Tuesdays. I hope you've been enjoying the songs from it if you tune in every year, because there will be repeats because I'm running out of songs. I've almost played, I think, nearly every single song, maybe half of the album, maybe just a little bit more than half of the album, in the past couple of years since I've done the Lunar New Year special. So I hope you enjoy. It's the year of the wood snake, the year of the snake, coming up on Wednesday, January 29th, on the Gregorian calendar for 2025. I talked about the horoscopes for those in the year of the snake, born in the year of the snake, and those born in the year of the rat. If you want to find out what your horoscope is for the year of the snake, check out ChineseNewYear.net. That's kind of like the resource that I personally rely on, because I think it's like way accessible. So give that a try. One thing that I forgot to mention was regarding like fortune and luck for this year. That is a key element of how people celebrate Lunar New Year in Chinese culture. And the color red is the most auspicious color. It's said that usually on Lunar New Year's Day, you want to be wearing red. You want to be like head to toe wearing red. You gotta also be wearing like red underwear, you know, just like red all over. However, I heard from my dad, and I feel like I would be remiss to not mention this, because my dad has made an appearance on Typically Tuesdays before, specifically during a Lunar New Year episode. I would be remiss to not mention this, also because he could not stop talking about it. He is also not a person who necessarily believes in horoscopes, but he's very superstitious. He said that he read somewhere people born in the year of the rat, ox, rabbit, ram, and rooster should not wear the color red this Lunar New Year's Day. So don't be wearing red on Wednesday, January 29th, apparently. Apparently. Because it might welcome some adverse fortune instead. Some bad things to happen. But luckily for you, you can wear red the day right after, and you can just keep wearing red for as long as you want. So keep that in mind. As I say this, I hope I have made my father proud, because I did relay this message. I'm using my influence for good. And there's so much more that I can say about Lunar New Year. You're just gonna have to, like, confront me somewhere to allow me to talk at you about this occasion that comes once a year that I love so much, and perhaps you also love very much as well if you celebrate Lunar New Year. Whether or not you celebrate Lunar New Year, I'm wishing you a very happy year of the wood snake, one that is full of joyful moments, surrounded by community and loved ones, one in which your health is strong, your body is strong, your mind is resilient, one in which you prosper in the goals and the many aspirations that you have in your life, one of good fortune, and also importantly, one in which your innate wisdom about yourself and about the world develops and grows, whether or not you are born in the year of the snake, whether or not you're going to be facing the intense challenges of the lunar solar return, as prophesized in the horoscopes. The snake, after all, does represent wisdom, and we can maybe think about this year as a year to grow wiser in what we know, become more intuitive, become more curious about the world and ourselves. I'm wishing all of that for you during this year. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to these words on Typically Tuesdays today on 90.1 FM CJSF. Tune into more great CJSF programming. Speaking of wisdom and developing it, listen to Free Voices every Thursday from 3 o'clock until 4, bridging difference through stories of inspiration and empowerment. It's a great show. Whenever I get the chance to tune in, I do. And the episodes are easily accessible online on our website, cjsf.ca. Write to me if you have questions about Lunar New Year or you want to get in touch. I'm at Typically Tuesdays on Instagram and typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. And I'm going to end today's episode with one final track. This one is, I think a song that I've played maybe a few times already on this specific, like, annual episode. But I just love it because it's just, like, it just sounds so beautiful and, like, so, like, seasonal. And this is technically a newer version, so get into it. By the legend, icon, and genius Beverly Glenn Copeland, and sung in collaboration with Sam Smith, this is Ever New. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Welcome the bud, the summer blue. whose hand I hold. Welcome to you, both young and old. We are ever new, we are ever new. Welcome the spring, the summer rain, softly turn to sing again. Welcome the bud, the summer blooming flower. Welcome the child whose hand I hold. Welcome to you, both young and old. We are ever new.
Welcome the spring, the summer.